Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
We are very excited tonight because of the fact that the convention is going on. The Democratic Convention is going on right now, and we are busy listening to it, and we're going to be talking to you. This is Kay Thompson Live, by the way. I'm Kay Thompson, joined with my partner, my daughter, Lisa Payne. We have been very involved with the convention, and we listen to the voting process all day long because we are so worried about Donald Trump I can't imagine anything worse than happening to the United States of America, to this great country. It would be to have a Donald Trump as president of the United States, of the greatest country in the world. So I'm, really annoyed about it. But anyway, let's get to it. Eric Payne is down at the convention in Philadelphia, and we're going to be talking to him. And we probably might be called talking to Wayne Gilman, because I think he is probably listening also. And anyway, it's on. We are glued to the television. So we're waiting for Eric to call in about it. Lisa, what do you think about what's going on? Because the fact that you and I were talking about so many things, we're so proud of the women who lost their children, to the police, shooting. I'm talking about the mothers of Miss Bland, who was stopped in the car. Taken into custody, and according to the police, which I don't believe, she committed suicide. I don't believe that stuff. We're talking about Greg, the young man from Philadelphia. I think he's from Philadelphia. Is that where he's from? Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Or Maryland? Anyway, I forget where. But he was killed by the police. What can you say? They were putting him into a truck, and he was stopped. It was unjust. His killing. Trayvon Martin, we all know about that case. The young boy in Park, I think his name was Rice. We have so many people that were killed, and so we're trying to listen to these people who have come to join. They're doing things politically. They're making people aware of what's wrong in the country, and we're trying to fix it, and they're trying to fix it. And I think people. Getting together and really getting very, very angry about what's going on in the United States. We're going right back to a racial division that is intense, and people are very angry. And at if you believe in the devil is driving this on. And this is really, Trump, okay? Can't even say his name without being very, very angry. But anyway, Eric is going to be calling it, and he's going to be telling us what's going on down here at the convention. And so, Lisa, what are your thoughts on this? Tell me what you feel about this, because the fact that you've been following this every single day.
So I'll say very few words, and you can go from there. I just like Michelle Obama, who really had an excellent speech. She was perfect in her delivery and just the class that this lady has. I mean, just in her one little finger. No one can touch her. She's just elegant.
She is superb. And, boy, anyway, when you think of, I'm going back to the ladies, the mothers of the people who were killed. And they finally, the whole world knows about these cases happening in the United States. And I think, too, that a lot of this now is really being revved up by Donald Trump, because of the fact that he is one of the most divisive people I have ever heard. And it's very, difficult to really listen to him. You really hope that something bad will happen to him. He is that awful. He is that bad. So we are going to be talking about the convention and all the people who are there. There are so many people there. The politicians are there. We have quite a large force of black leaders, African American leaders, white people leaders, and the press is really covering this very nicely. If you've never been to a political convention, you have a chance to see it, to really get a taste of it. And it's incredible. There's so many people there from all over, and they have something to say. They are very involved.
They were very emotional. You can't help it. Even I loved when I saw Bernie's brother, the older brother that was, you know, giving his vote that he lived out of the country. And that was so emotional because, you know, Bernie started crying and stuff. That was very touching.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders. I really liked him. And, of course, he was gracious enough to give up his spot for, you know, Hillary. So, and that was very emotional because he had really fought very, very hard. And he had quite a lot of people, you know, involved with him, wondering, you know, what was going to be going on with him. And he had gotten so many votes. They're going to be getting out, you know, of course, you know, some figures, the numbers, they were keeping track of the numbers. They were going so fast. And all this time, sitting in front of that television, watching this convention, you're going to get a real good look at the feelings of some of the people. Donald Trump. I can't think of the worst person in the world right now.
Well, let's come back to Donald Trump. Let's just talk about the convention, the people that were there, like the people that were representing, like the Black Lives Matter. I have to see on Facebook that on Black Lives Matter, the people from Wyoming, they all wore the Black Lives Matter T-shirt. And I thought that was very interesting because it was majority of people were non-brown skin.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say that everyone gets it, just a few people, but some people in media, and Donald Trump likes to make more than it is. It's just that, you know, everyone is fighting for everyone's lives, and especially and Black lives, because they have not been, obviously the police, the bad police officers that are in it, because clearly their majority of the cops are good, because it would be mayhem a long time ago, and then we have a lot of family, and they're excellent. But you have the one bad apple, which I don't understand. With the one bad apple, how can the other force allow the bad apples to exist? Yeah, I think that if it's all female, that we see one bad apple, we're going to come down on them. Like, stop them from doing what they're doing. If they go overboard, you know, men can't control themselves sometimes. So you think that maybe one person would stop and say, okay, guys, we're going too far. But no, they all go, almost like a pack of wild animals.
Yeah, that's totally right. So, and the people who are lined up to speak, you know, they're speaking with such emotion, and there's so much emotion in that, you know, in that hole, that you could cut it with a knife, you know. It really is very, very, very emotional. And it should be, and it is, and it has been, because we've felt this for years and years. We have gone through the race system. We're still going through the race system. And it shouldn't exist. It shouldn't be. So, but anyway, it does, and we're dealing with it, and we're dealing with it very impartially, if necessary. But here on this show, you know, we are going to be talking about it. As we usually do, we talk about the state of affairs and, you know, different people and different, just about everybody, all different kinds. If we deal with news, information, educational issues that, you know, you should know about, to be aware of, things to do, where to go, who to talk to, and all that kind of information that people have if something is wrong.
What did you think about Cory Booker's speech?
Cory Booker from Newark, the former mayor. Good. I'm surprised, because when he came on scene, you know, in New York, he kind of came in, you know, I don't know, he disappeared, you know, because no one knew about him. And of course, the politics of New York,
well, practically all of them were against him, because, you know, he seemed like a brash young man, and he's going to be going, and he's going to be doing that. But he had set himself, and he had, you know, some people behind him.
And he certainly had a lot of money, which it was a bone of contention with some of the old politicians in New York. But Cory Booker made an excellent speech. I was absolutely surprised and very pleased. I want to say congratulations, Cory Booker. You did New Jersey well. Isn't he now a senator? I'm forgetting his
title.
Yeah,
or something.
But anyway.
And also Donna Brazile. What do you think of that?
And now she's moving to the head. What's the title? I'll get the title later. Donna Brazile. She is one of the
Wapenin's Democratic chair.
I can't hear you over here.
She's Democratic chair.
Okay. Yes. Very bright, very calm. You know, says things. She needs them. You have to listen to her because of her delivery and because of her knowledge and because of her, you know, long-term involvement with the political scene in Washington. She's a very important person in the Democratic Party. So her speech was absolutely excellent, absolutely excellent. And we expect great things from her because Donna may look quiet and be quiet, but boy, I'm telling you, she will get things done. She doesn't get smart, but when she gets angry, and she did, I've never seen her, you know, get angry in a way that it was loud or boisterous or something like that. Have you?
No. That was the first time I've seen her. I met her a few times in Jersey a long time ago when McGreevy was the governor. Mm-hmm. But she's very bright and she's just on point.
Yeah.
Always.
And she looks like a grandmotherly type. But I'm telling you, when I say it's not, she's very calm and she's a blood kid. But I'm telling you, dynamite. She will not let something go by that she does not believe in, and she, you know, will hold you to the letter of the law, and she will talk about you and, you know, get the politics straight. So, and, you know, we really are interested in that. And what is this we're looking at now? We're looking at a video of Michelle Obama. I have never heard a first lady make a speech like that. I can't remember any first lady speeches, as a matter of fact. The person I go back to, Shirley Chisholm. Yeah. That's right. She ran for she ran for the president. And we have a personal involvement with Shirley Chisholm because of the fact that we had when we were living in another part of New Jersey, we had a garden party for Shirley Chisholm at our house. And she came and a fundraiser for Uncle Donald.
His first joint.
Okay. When he was first starting to run for Congress. My brother-in-law, Lisa, is also Donald Payne Jr. And of course, Donald Payne Jr. is now has been elected in his place, and he is absolutely wonderful, little low key. As was Donald Sr. Donald Sr. was the low key appointed to get things done. So, anyway, so sorry that he passed. But anyway, it's going on now. I don't know who's talking now. I'm expecting Eric to call in because he's right down there in the middle of things. I would love to be there. Not really, because it's too crowded, too many people. You have to go up too many stairs. And it's just so crowded. But it looks very exciting. So, of course, it is. And of course, they're dealing with some serious issues. That's the whole thing about this. There are some serious issues that we have to deal with in this country. And one of the main things is to keep Donald Trump away from the presidency. So if you want to call in, we will accept any calls at this particular time.
What about the mothers?
Yes, I was talking about. I just talked about them. the Bland. And I feel so strongly about. Sandra Bland, who is the woman who was stopped by a state trooper for driving, and just driving. We never did know what she did wrong, but he arrested her. And lo and behold, she hung herself. So they say. Now, I found out, in some people calling in that particular area, we found out that, lo and behold, they had a few people, and I think this person was something that a few black women who had committed suicide and hanging in that particular area. So that's just some inside information. Now, I'm just trying to check on the truth. But I think the sources that I have talked to, they're pretty accurate. But anyway, here's the other, Richie Gray, the young man in Baltimore. Was it Baltimore? Or Maryland? It was Baltimore, right?
Mm-hmm.
And cops, you know, stopped him for riding his bike. I think he was probably an activist. No doubt that these police manhandled him and threw him in the police car or truck, whatever you want to call it. They used the long gun called a wagon. But anyway, and lo and behold, he died. And he died of, you know, injuries of being thrown in that truck and just not being, you know, I guess,
shackled to the seat or something. And I don't think anybody really knows if he was beaten by the police. This is not possible.
Yeah, but you had all the mothers on there. So that, in general, all the mothers that were up there on stage, that was very powerful, talking about their children and how they lost their children to gun violence by the police officers.
Yeah. And also, you know, it's called the mothers' movement. Especially with Trayvon Martin's mother. She is really very, very powerful and very, very strong. And then there was the young boy who was stopped by this man, white man, for playing music. And he was sitting in his car. And he had a couple friends who were playing music, and the music was loud, and this guy came up and shot him. And I hope he's still in jail. We're going to have to, you know, check on the status of some of these people who committed Zimmerman, Lee Daniels, director, that was just on speaking for Hillary.
And, look, he just said, I wasn't impressed with it. Mm-hmm. It was just very quick. It seemed like he was nervous. But anyway, quite a few people are just, you know, out speaking for Hillary against Donald Trump.
And he was the producer of Empire, right? Empire and what else?
Empire and Precious, the movie Precious.
Ah, director. Okay.
I want to say congratulations to the young people who started the Black Lives Matter movement. That was so impressive at the time. And it led us into this movement with these young people telling them so great that they had formed this organization. And here we are to this day. They are being respected. They are to be and continuing to be respected. We're going to keep talking about this and following them and joining them, really. I want to join the organization, so we'll have to get in touch with somebody to tell us more about it. We're talking to Wayne Gilman, who's going to be in today, because of the fact that all this political, you know, information is going on, and, you know, here it is, the convention, and it's powerful what we're going through right now, because we're dealing with the possibility of a new president. President Obama is in his last term. And he has how many weeks, you know?
100
and something. Yeah, we're down to days. And these people are running mainly Trump. Dump the Trump. You know, let's get with that kind of movement. He's got to go. Right now, he is actually, you know, doing business or talking to, you know, the Russians, which used to be, I think, Russia used to be totally and completely against the United States. And I understand that there's a whole lot of, you know, politics going on, you know, to, you know, keep each other, you know, from doing, in other words, keeping good relationships and with the United States and with Russia. But for Trump to suggest or talk to Putin like he's a friend, and also, what did Trump say about Putin?
For him to get some information.
Oh, he said, if somebody can get information, that they would be very happy to hear. Talking about the reports, would be very happy to hear all the information, 3,000 emails that Hillary, whatever, had on her private server. This guy.
Boy. So you're going to see that he's a troublemaker. He doesn't have any plans. He doesn't have any information about how to run a country. You look what he did with his various businesses. Practically destroyed Atlantic City. Okay? I remember the casinos down there. And one had closed. And then another thing had closed. So he is known for his bad business deals or his good business deals. Depends on which side of the track you're on. And he's also a racist. Yes, I will say that, and I will say that loudly.
And that's disgusting.
racist, sexist,
dummy.
Excuse me. So you think about all these things, you know, just negative thoughts. I want to get to the radio, I want to get to television to see what's going on, but we are, you know, holding down the fort here. Let me say, so many people are going to be talking. Jesse Jackson, you know, also, you know, those people. We have more or less forgotten about him, but he's been there, and he's in the next one, too.
Yeah, what about when Donald Trump had something to say about the reporter that was, you know, was disabled?
Yeah.
And he made fun of it. I've never seen anybody, an adult, that does do something so sick like that.
Yeah. And that was sick. That was sick because this reporter who was I think, interviewing early on, months ago, and he made fun. What he did was he had his hands up like he was, you know, handicapped. And he was making fun of this reporter. And it was so sad to see. You know, he doesn't have a clue. You know, so
I wouldn't stand next to him, Donald Trump, because, you know, when lightning comes, it hit him fast and furious.
Yeah. But let me just talk about Shirley Chisholm. Shirley Chisholm had, you know, come to Dallas because we did have a garden party a fundraiser, for her because she was running for the president. And that took a lot of nerve. But she was a gracious lady, small and gracious lady.
Unbeaten
and unbossed. And she was very impressive. And we had a very funny incident. Lisa, had to go to the ladies' room. And Joan Chisholm had to go to the ladies' room. And Morgan, you tell it.
I'm going to do it.
Anyway, so... This is Shirley Chisholm, you know, who was so gracious, you know, asking his ladies, you know, we had been talking to the ladies, and would you like to say, would you
know, I was in there doing my hair, and you wanted to come in, I was like, wait a minute, you know, so she was very nice.
She was very young at the time, 8 or 9, so
I was 13.
But I was doing my hair. Mrs. Susan Blair, you know, she really got me in a very neat mind. I really appreciated meeting her because she was so gracious and because she was so bright, so intelligent. And she had some things to say about this country that she was one of the first people that I had met personally that I really, you know, started listening to very, very, very carefully because of the fact that she was quite a lady and politician, but she wasn't really a politician. She was for the different changes that had to come eventually, you know, in this country. And, you know, we were all fighting against, you know, a lot of racism at that particular time.
And if you ever get a chance, you can really check out her documentary. You can probably find it on YouTube, and it is absolutely fascinating. And by the way, she also lives on the same street as Davis family in Brooklyn, and that's one of the best streets in Brooklyn, actually. But she lived, her sister, I think, lived down the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. Oh, wow, that's so great, you know. But there was something else I was meant to tell you, but I don't remember it at this particular point, only to say that we are waiting for Eric Cole. We're going to be talking to him. I want him to call in. I talked to Wayne Gilman today. I talked to Mal Wolfhoff today.
What do you think they were the most inspirational?
You know what I'm saying? I have to get in this group, put in this group, Cory Booker. Mm-hmm. Cory Booker from Newark. He's not from Newark, by the way. But anyway. He was the mayor of Newark. And he was very, very impressive. What a speech. Congratulations, Cory. You know, really very impressed. People in Newark when he came into town, you know, he was new and everybody was wondering where this young person who, you know, was very impressive and they thought that he was impressive himself. But it turned out that here he is now. And that speech was absolutely wonderful. And the way he delivered it was absolutely fine. Let's talk about Melania Trump and Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama
I've never felt that way about a first lady. Well, first of all, because she was the first African American, you know, lady to have. She was so gracious, and the speech was absolutely superb. She talked about our country. She talked about being fair. She talked about women's rights. She talked about, so many different issues that we deal with, things that you deal with every single day. She has quite a feeling about politics. She is a superb first lady. There couldn't be anyone better. I can't think of a first lady greater than Michelle Obama. I think Eleanor Roosevelt had a good reputation. When I say good reputation, I'm thinking about reading in the history book that she was, you know, fair. When we say fair, I'm talking about her feelings and her dealings with the African-American community. And there's so few of the people who were president were, you know, one side of the fence, and African-Americans were on the other side of the fence. That had been going on for years. But anyway, with Michelle Obama, she was absolutely superb. She was gracious. And the TJ was so loving and so caring about children, about peace, about everybody in the community. He did not like the position. And he would have to hear her speak. If you didn't hear her talk, please go back and get on your computers and listen to her speak. It was a shame that Trump's wife stole the speech
from last year, from 8 years ago or something.
Yeah. She stole Michelle Obama's speech of 8 years ago. Well, let's face it, she had a good case. But no, somebody probably chose that speech for her, and she did give it, and it was almost a verbatim. Okay, but she said she didn't. And you can't blame her because, you know, she's not from in the country. She was reading what somebody told her to read. Intelligent, maybe. I don't know. Don't care. But the point is, that speech, she chose a good speech that Michelle Obama had delivered years ago. Okay? Well, and then he turned and said, well, she chose a good speech to speak because she chose a good speech from the first lady.
Who's a scholar.
Who is a scholar. Who is an attorney. People forget that Michelle Obama and President Obama, they're both attorneys. They are both attorneys. So they are learned people, let's just put it that way. Yeah,
and then did you hear that Bill O'Reilly from Fox News had the nerve to say he wanted to check whether or not Michelle Obama's speech was correct in saying that slaves built the White House? This fool, of course, know your history, clown.
I don't listen to him anymore. I can't take it. Yeah, because he's got a bad rep anyway. So, yeah, there are some things about him that a lot of people know in the if you were listening to different radio stations a long time ago. And so anyway.
But what about when Michelle Obama was talking about, in her speech, she was talking about how her children, when she was wondering if she and Barack made the right decision by running for the presidency, when she put her two little children in the car, an armored car with handguns, guns, so they can go, you know, go to school, and all of a sudden it seemed like that hit her. And that was really, you know, she was like, oh, my God, what do we do?
Yeah. And that had to be, can you imagine that she sends her kids off to school every day? And I think we're going to be getting a caller. And Eric, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we hear you. And you're down there in Philadelphia, right?
I didn't hear the question, but. I didn't hear what somebody just said.
Let us know where you are and what you're there.
Okay, I'll let you. All right, got that. I'll let you know where I'm at the Democratic convention right now. Inside the Wells Fargo Arena where the convention is taking place, and there's a whole lot of people here. You can probably hear in the background. If you're watching it currently on TV, you'll see that a lot of Broadway stars just performed a medley of what the world needs now. And there's been a lot of great speeches by attending delegates. A lot of people are here because we have the President Obama's going to be speaking. And they're showing a video now. And I don't know whether it's a promo video for the president or something else, but I've been trying to find a seat for a while, and the only seats are in the high, way up in the arena, which is, makes it a little hard to see. But other than that, it's been a really good convention. I'm here with Congressman Donald Payne in the New Jersey State Legislature, with the New Jersey State delegates. And a lot of people here have a large contingent of Bernie protesters on the way in, trying to get into the hall yesterday. A friend of mine and I had to take a huge detour because a lot of Bernie protesters were blocking the entrance. So there's a lot of excitement here. A lot of people have turned out to witness history.
Who's impressing you? Which group of people or which single person has been impressing you?
What people have been impressing?
Who is impressive in the way that in this speech there?
I'm not quite sure I could hear the question, but Bill Clinton, I was in the hall for Bill Clinton's speech last night, which was really the vintage Bill Clinton. And he really showed the side of his wife, Hillary Clinton. That a lot of people have been asking for to see a softer side, to know more about her when he described pursuing her to his wife. So, and this evening, as I said, the Vice President of the United States is going to speak to the President. We just had Gabriel Giffords, Congressman, who was shot in Arizona, along with the Republican Party. That was the number of celebrities both last night. We also had a. Some entertainment, it's as well as Meryl Streep's disappointing to this group. There were a lot of people who did not have a better production.
Who is speaking here?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Who is speaking now?
Who is speaking now? As I said, they're showing a video. Most people who see this production struggle to get up.
You're breaking up a little bit. Can you go somewhere else?
Yeah, I can't hear you too well. And as my phone, because I'm calling in late, and my phone died, recharged right now. So I'm trying to figure out maybe we have the same problem. We have a charging station here. So as you can imagine, security was extremely tight.
Okay.
So, if you can't hear me too well, I'm going to jump off.
We can't hear you too well. We can hear you, but we would like to hear you better.
Okay. I can't really hear you too well, so I'm going to sign off. And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay. We'll continue this next week, of course, when you're going to be here. And, we'll recap. You know, what was going on, down there in Philadelphia at the convention, the Democratic meeting.
Okay,
in
that
the
was Eric
for the
live
conference.
From the convention center. That was Eric live from the convention center. He'll have to call back because it's hard. He didn't get a good reception there. So.
Okay, and we're having a little difficulty with the reception here anyway. But anyway, who is scheduled on the list?
Now, we know that President Obama is going to be speaking later tonight. Oh, we got Bloomberg.
Gabriel, the Vice President, is her pick.
Biden.
And the new Vice President pick, Kane, that Hillary picked.
You have to speak into the...
Hillary's running mate, I think, was it Tom Kane or something?
Yeah.
He's from Virginia, right?
Yeah.
I think we're going to be, we may be very interested in him because of the fact that we don't know all of his background yet because we haven't done research on that. We're going to be, I keep being distracted by trying to listen to, the going on there in Philadelphia. and at the same time talking. But anyway, of course, you know, when these big conventions go, you know, happen, they're really very exciting because, you know, people have a chance to come. A lot of people are very involved in politics. You know, not for the politicians, you know, who would keep the world going. You have to have people who to, you know, who get together to form the rules and the regulations for the city, for the state, for the country, et cetera, et cetera. Basic history. So this is what trying to, you know, listen to tonight. This is the Democratic, you know, the convention for the Democrats, and they are meeting and, you know, we're anxious to get right to them. So we have, how many minutes left do we have?
Bernie.
Yeah.
But what do you think about Bernie? Because I still think that he, you know, I, of course, would have been happy if he would have been president, just skipped over this and let him become the president. Because the revolution that he has started and all the things that he was fighting for, I totally agree with. You know, like he wasn't even, he said give everyone free health, correct the education. Like, he totally was going all the way there, and I think some people thought it was too much, but I think it's about time.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, it had to go a different way with Hillary. You know, Hillary, I'm sure, would still continue Bernie's fight, and they would do it together, because that's the only way this is really going to work.
Well, you know, I think I really have to say, you know, that Hillary's husband, the former president, was really very impressive with what he was kind of saying and talking about about his wife. We found out things about Hillary Clinton that we didn't know before. Goodness gracious, because the fact that I remembered him talking about the World Trade Center. And I think I was home at that time, but I was watching Torch of the LRT and living in very just across the water from New York. So we ended up going in there every day to be on the air and just finishing that. And, you know, he was, the World Trade Center, that was really, really very bad, people, you know.
All the things that Hillary did help.
Yeah, yeah. And, this one lady was talking about that Hillary helped her, how Hillary had helped this one lady, you know, during that particular time. And that she had come to her in the hospital and she held her hand. She didn't know this person, but she was very caring. And, you know, she said to this day, you know, Hillary still checks on her. And, you know, Bill Clinton really spoke about his wife, you know, with a whole lot of things that you didn't know about. She was constantly doing things, you know, so for the people and feeling very strongly about, you know, African American and about all people and very impressive. I wish I had known that, you know, years ago because of the fact that, you know, I think it would have been made for more interesting information that we had on the air for us to really be talking to people about this first lady who is now running for the presidency as the first female to run for the presidency of the United States. So a lot of people, you know, would like for her to win. I wanted to win. Bernie Sanders, I liked. You know, it's unfortunate that he had to. He didn't have to. He did it because he wanted to make sure that the Democrats will win. But you could see that Bernie Sanders was, you know, very, very, very upset that he, you know, couldn't finish in this race because of the fact that. He really, what he did was he threw his votes, his hundreds and thousands of votes, over to Hillary to help her win as the presidency of the United States of America. And he was very gracious, although you could tell if you were watching television every day, like we were watching to find out what was going on, that he was distraught. He was very disappointed. However, he did it for the good of the country. So there is a man to be followed. You know, I'm quite sure that we will hear again from one Bernie Sanders. Want to talk about Donna Vassil, Lisa. She's wonderful.
who's very bright, who's the African American woman who is now head of the, what is that again? There's so much information that we have. She's the head of the National, the National Democratic, what is what's the title? It's, listen, there's so many titles. For people, but I don't hear you. I can't hear you. What?
Looking it up.
Okay. So we're getting our, you know, this is looking up. But, as for her exact title, but she has been watching for a long time. She is a well-known person, you know, in the Washington scene, and she holds a very important position. I forget what it is right now. I'm really swimming with all this information. So we are going to be taking this next week. As a matter of fact, we're going to be doing a recap or anything. I can't remember anything because I'm listening to what I'm saying at the same time I'm listening to the television to find out what's going on at the Democratic Convention down there in Philadelphia.
She
is the chairperson of the Democratic
National
Committee.
Okay.
Some information that we have for all of
them.
So she is a very important and very impressive and very powerful woman. So, but low key. And there's something about her that you just don't, you know, be nasty around her. Or something. Why would you do that? So she is a supporter of the Democratic Party and always has been. And she is what is being called the ultimate political insider. She's been a strategist, political strategist for decades. So when it comes as no surprise that she was tapped to replace Debbie Wasserman, from Florida to the Democratic National Committee as chairwoman. So, and Debbie Wasserman, why is the world chairman doing what she did beyond it? But let me just give you some information about that as well. I know a lot of people are listening to the convention right now, and we have about 15 more minutes to go. We may even close this earlier because I want to see what's going on myself. Ms. Donovanville is a native of Louisiana, and she was selected to serve as interim chairwoman of the convention. That's why you're seeing her so much. And Schultz stepped down, Wasserman Schultz stepped down, and amid a YDV scandal over DNC emails that allegedly showed favoritism toward Hillary. So, and over Bernie Sanders. Now, that was, it looks like it was threatening party unity. And a lot of people who was in Ben Bernie's camp, you know,
they're still having problems.
Yeah, they're still having problems with that. It was so unfair. And she should have been fired on the spot. So, she's gone. Her career is over, you know. So, anyway, the Sanders campaign, she's doing an appearance on television. She went over to Bernie Sanders' campaign to apologize. So, she said she thought that the allegations, the emails, the insensitivity, the pity needs to be addressed. And, of course, she's talking about, you know, there you go. So
a lot of women at the convention.
A lot of women. That's what we win. That's a whole lot of women. And actually, because we women, that thing's not, we don't play around. You know, we know that it's the futures of our families, you know, depends on us. We have top friends, men can, you know, just be involved with a whole lot of nonsense. We get the job done. We don't fool around. We don't, you know, have patience for nonsense and stupidity.
And overall, the convention has been so positive. Compared to the Republican convention, I mean, that was a doom and gloom, and the country is horrible. Meanwhile, the country has created more jobs under President Obama than any. He has saved this country thanks to President Bush, who completely destroyed this country and went right into the ground. This president came in that short amount of time, and had to turn this whole country around. It's not perfect. But he has created job creation.
There's so much that President Obama has done and has been for. And
he and his wife are attorneys. They went to work at Yale or
Columbia.
Yeah. So both of them are attorneys. And
they're not only attorneys, they're just very smart individuals.
But when I say attorneys, that's because they can translate the different things that we have to know. You know, when they're passing legislation or different.
Right, but you don't all have to be an attorney to order to do that. You know, you just be a little.
Well, they can help.
Well, but doctors are smart too. And so are teachers.
Thank you.
And some others.
Well, this is our first time on the air. Really pleased to be
on. We're on the air.
But anyway, I know that I can't be watching television. I think I'm going to finish early. We get thirsty, but anyway, thank you for listening in. We'll be on next week, and we are planning some really exciting programs, and we have a lot of things.
Who do we have on next week, maybe?
What's her name that we are?
Allie Willis, her name is, and we will definitely let everybody know, because she is fascinating. She won a Tony, an Emmy, I don't know, Oscar, whatever, but she has written so many songs that you would not believe. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Pointer Sisters, Neutron. She did all those songs, and she also recently just wrote the music for The Color Purple and won a Tony. This woman is people don't even know who she is, but you're going to find out. But if you go and Google her, Allie Willis, you will see she is a force to be reckoned with. She is so incredibly fantastic, and we actually got her on the show. She's going to be calling in from Los Angeles, and wait till you hear about her. She is a genius. She's from Detroit, and she actually went to the school, well, I think Mumford School, that was in the movie Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, really?
And he wears that T-shirt, Mumford High School, that's a real high school, and a lot of famous people went to that school, a lot of musical artists and stuff. So, anyway, Allie Willis next week, that's going to be that's a big show. Wow.
Now,
who's going to
be coming on for Willis next week? Try to get him on tonight, and, you know, he was going to do it, he's, I think, I did want to tear him away you know, the going down in Philadelphia anyway for the convention. Of course, Wayne Gilman will be back. And, of course, Eric will be there at the after convention, the next convention, so we will get first-hand information from him. He'll give us a deep, you know, rundown about what happened, you know, and so forth. And, we're going to go. We're going to make our names this early because I want to see the rest of the convention, what I can say. So, stay tuned. Okay, Tom Salon, Wednesdays, every Wednesday, 8 o'clock p.m. on blogtalkradio.com. This is where you can reach us. Okay, Tom Salon, July, blogtalkradio.com. /K Tom Salon. Join us next week at 8 o'clock. Thank you.